This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alejandro Lopez. Date of birth is May 31st, 1973. Case ID number is 645-3838. Date of exam, February the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Edinburgh Regional Medical Center, South Texas Hospital, dated 12/16/2022 and August the 11th/2022. Identifying information. This is a 50-year-old divorced male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of respiratory failure with ventilation and lung infection, comma, liver cirrhosis, comma, acute kidney injury, comma, and anemia / multiple blood transfusions. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2003, where he worked as a migrant worker for 4 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his sister in his sister's house and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, respiratory failure with decreased ventilation and lung infection. Number two, liver cirrhosis. Number three, acute kidney injury. And number four, anemia / multiple blood transfusions. History of allegations, respiratory failure with necessity for ventilation and lung infection. The claimant states that on August the 14th, 2022, he developed COVID and eventually developed a pneumonia with allergies. During that time, he was hospitalized for 3 months and went into respiratory distress, necessitating ventilation for breathing and because of the lung infection. The claimant was intubated for a short time while he was in the hospital. And at the present time, the claimant is only able to walk 5 feet without being short of breath, is unable to climb stairs, gets short of breath when he's talking, and sometimes when he's resting. He denies any history of smoking in the past. At the present time, he is not on inhalers, steroids, or any kind of oxygen at this time. He was diagnosed with pneumonia causing respiratory distress secondary to COVID-19, necessitating a tracheostomy and a gastrostomy tube for feeding. The claimant lost a lot of weight during the time that he was infected and had to be fed through a gastrostomy tube. At the present time, he only weighs 85 pounds and his BMI is 16, which is very low. His lungs are clear at this time, but he has not recovered his strength. Allegation number two, liver cirrhosis. The claimant's family states in 2010, the claimant was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver secondary to alcohol abuse. He denies any abdominal pain and states that he does have associated symptoms of nausea, occasional diarrhea, hematemesis, weakness, and has lost approximately 65 pounds within the past year. He is food intolerant to any kind of hot foods like chili or spicy foods. At the present time, his condition is stable, but he has been diagnosed with alcohol-induced cirrhosis of the liver and has not been fully evaluated for his condition at this time. Allegation number three, acute kidney injury. the claimant's family states that when he was in the hospital in August of 2022 for COVID-19, he developed acute kidney injury secondary to the multiple medical problems that he was having. He did not need dialysis, but he was being observed closely for possible advancement in treatment. He is presently on no medications for his condition, and his condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, anemia with multiple blood transfusions. The claimant states also when he was in the hospital for COVID-19 in August of 2022, multiple blood transfusions were given to him, secondary to him being severely anemic. He is better at this time and is presently not taking any medications for anemia. Limitations. The claimant can only walk 5 feet with assistance, stand for 2 minutes. He is unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds with the right hand. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or put his clothes on by himself. The claimant presented in a wheelchair and states that he has a left upper and lower mild hemoparesis. His physician is Dr. Moreno. He is presently on ibuprofen 400 milligrams QD for pain, and they are presently trying to do home exercises and physical therapy to rehabilitate him, secondary to the injuries and the damage he had with COVID-19, as well as a questionable left upper and lower hemiparesis from multi-infarct strokes. Family history. The father died at the age of 40. He was murdered. Mother died at the age of 84 from COVID-19 and hypertension. Medications. Phenytoin, 200 milligrams BID. Levetiracetam, 500 milligrams BID. Hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams BID. Fluticasone, propionate, 50 micrograms QD. Deep C, 0.65 nasal spray, Q4 hours per day. Albuterol, 0.83%. Ventilation inhaler, BID. Medical problems. Alcohol-induced cirrhosis of the liver. Acute kidney injury, comma. Anemia with history of blood transfusions, comma, possible small cerebral vascular accident with mild left upper and lower hemiparesis, respiratory difficulty, which has basically resolved, history of seizure disorder, comma, multiple microvascular ischemic changes of the brain, comma, history of gastrostomy tube placed in August of 22, and a tracheostomy tube which was placed in his throat also in August of 2022. They have both been removed. Severe weight loss, comma, brain dementia, secondary to multiple infarct dementia. Major surgeries, appendectomy in 1980 and cholecystectomy in 2017. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant drinks 20 beers per day and has done so for 25 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 85 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 128 over 84 mmHg, heart rate 105 beats per minute, respiration 20 respirations per minute, BMI 16. General. This is a 50-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and does appear to be in some distress. He also appears not to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. His family members have to give the whole story of his illness. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Also, the claimant appears to be very cachectic, and he was in a wheelchair. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. The claimant did have some mild sclera icterus, but no conjunctival petechiae was noted. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to have dark fundi. No oropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were slightly decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. OS uncorrected is 20/100, and pinhole is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. The claimant did not present with glasses. Could you drop down to the heart, cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a slight increase in heart rate of 106 beats per minute, and the rhythm was normal but very strong in intensity. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 3-plus on the left side and 3-plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 3-plus on the left side and 3-plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 3-plus on the left side and 3-plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were 2-plus on the left side and 2-plus on the right side. Lungs. Oh, could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and very flat on palpation. The claimant had decreased bowel sounds with auscultation. No organomegaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant did have multiple tattoos on his body, and his skin appeared to be somewhat thin. He appears to be going through malnutrition at this time. Neurological. The claimant was not alert and oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was flat and his mood was somewhat depressed for the time. He did not have very clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor. And he was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2-plus bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady, and he was only able to walk about 5 steps with assistance. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a wheelchair that he uses most of the time. He was unable to perform eye coordination or finger-to-nose, which was abnormal. He was also unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam. However, the lumbar sign did appear to be negative. She dropped down to muscular skeletal. The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There was abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, and was unable to perform. He was unable to perform a flexion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Ranges of motion of the cervical spine was abnormal for rotation to the right side. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities grossly. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of the left upper and lower extremities, but mostly of the left upper extremities in the shoulder area. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees. However, he was unable to get out of his wheelchair to go up on top of the table and perform a supine position. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant is able to move his legs, but with very weak strength. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant was unable to rise from a sitting position without assistance, and he was unable to get up and down on the examination table. The claimant has difficulty and is unable to walk on his heels and toes, and has difficulty walking even 3 or 4 steps at a tandem rate. He could not stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted device, he requires an assisted device at all times, mostly secondary to severe cachectic weakness. Neurological exam, grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant had difficulty gripping, making a full grip, and opposing fingers as well as pinching. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is severe evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Chest x-ray. No acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle some objects with the right upper extremity. He hears but does not speak well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for severe cachectic muscle wasting and a left upper and lower mild hemiparesis. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally at this time. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted for the left upper extremity, and mild to moderately restrictive for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows muscle wasting and severe fatigue. The claimant has mild limitations in his visual fields, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses. He is unable to communicate very well without limitations at this time, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to multi-infarct dementia, comma, cirrhosis of the liver, comma, mild left upper and lower hemiparesis, comma, muscle wasting, comma, and severe weakness. Probable diagnoses: number one, respiratory failure with ventilation and lung infection, dash, has resolved, and the claimant does not need oxygen at this time, but is severely weak from his condition, and does not appear to be doing well. Number two, liver cirrhosis, not confirmed with physical examination. However, the claimant is severely cachectic and does not eat very well and appears to be very malnutritioned. Number three, acute kidney injury, appears to be in remission at this time. The claimant is stable. Number four, anemia and history of multiple blood transfusions in the past. His condition appears to be stable, and he is not taking medications for anemia at this time. The claimant does suffer from severe weakness and a left upper and lower extremity hemiparesis with multi-infarct dementia and decreased cognitive function. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alejandro Lopez.